at my eternity. I was quite certain stuff that I wanted, and wanted cooked good and done and well seasoned.
Say, if a man had about 7 boys and 7 girls in his family, talking about the number, you'd say he had a whole...
Had about 7 boys and 7 girls.
Yes, sir. You'd say he had a whole...
bunch?
Uh-huh.
Would it be a whole bunch of kids?
Have you ever heard people around here say something like, well, he's got a whole passel of kids?
No, I don't believe that I did. I've heard them say he's got a whole bunch of kids.
Uh-huh. Talking about the corn, you know that outside covering on an ear of corn?
Yeah.
What do you call
Shucks.
It?
Shucks.
And what about that stuff that grows right out the top of the stalk?
Tosser. Corn tosser.
Now that's not the same as that stuff that you have to brush off the ear, is it?
No. That tosser has a spring it out and has several different springs to it. And there's little kind of flowers and all on top of it. Tossel up there.
What do you call that stuff that you brush off the ear?
Silk. We'll tell you, used to be a doctor down here, Dr. on Gander Street. My brother lived at Pottsboro, oldest brother. He was kind of sick. And the doctor's medicine wasn't doing him any good. I went out and got him and brought him down here to see Dr. Dr. got out and gathered herbs over the country and all and sent them to Kansas City, the laboratory up there, and had put in the medicine. And I went down there, people that didn't have any way get going to him without walking, but I've taken people down there for him to prescribe. He had his own medicine, never give you a prescription, and take him down there and let him examine him and give him some medicine. So my brother, we went down there and all, and he told him his ailments and everything like that, and the old doctor, he fixed him up 3 different kinds of medicine and all, 10 days treatment. And he said, I don't think that you'll have to come back, but if you do, you come on back. And he said, now I'm going to tell you what kind of this medicine here is made out of. You probably won't believe it. And he said, well, I wouldn't have any room to not believe it. And he said, that's made out of corn silk. Silk that he got off of roasting there before the corn got too hard, you know, roasting it tough. And sent it to Kansas City to the laboratory up there and had it put it in the medicine. And it's made out of corn silk.
Have you ever heard any names for an ear of corn that was